Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
Thank you. Hello, good Monday, good happy Monday, good happy August. Whatever they are listening, we're replay sometimes. So thank you so much for listening to The Polished Woman. My gosh, it's already August. I cannot believe it's already August. And we're still, you know, we're still here and that in lockdown with our virus.
And we get to go on vacation.
Yeah, we get to go on vacation. Oh my gosh. Wait, I want to say first our word for today. Scat.
Yeah, today's word is a fun word. What's the word, Chaz?
It's a fun word. It's scattergood.
What does it mean?
Scattergood. A person who spends possessions or money extravagantly or wastefully.
Don't be a scattergood.
Don't be a scattergood. I used to be like that though. Oh shoot. Anyway, okay. So you know, I was browsing one time, you know, when you go to your social media and stuff and you're a member of some, you know, some group thing. I was like, there was a post that I just actually read and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel really, really bad for this woman because she's very, like, she's literally like sour grapeing. So, how do I say this? So hurt. In so much pain that, you know, about the whole virus and, you know, things that's happening in her world. And I want to just share this. And I'm sure it's not only her, a lot of us moms out there, not just moms, but even, you know, single women or, you know, divorce or something. But a lot of us women out there, you know, you felt like you may be crushed or something, you know, because of the whole pandemic. But you know what? Women, my ladies, you know, who are actually experiencing low self-esteem because of what's happening in our world right now, you know, instead of dealing with so much pain and stress and, you know, let's get some positivity. I know it's very hard. I know it's very hard. But if you think about it, like, let's say, for example, you're in a classroom, right? Like, when you're in a classroom, you sit down, right? And then you listen to your teacher. You listen. When you listen, when you sit down, when you sit still, you learn something. So this whole pandemic that's happening in our world, you know, instead of building low self-esteem, instead of stressing about it, you know, sit down and learn something from it. What is that ability, special ability that you have? And yeah, and listen, look at your surroundings and listen. What is it that I love doing? You know, and you know, what is it that you're learning from this? And then use this. Yeah, well, I'm learning. I've learned a lot of things. In fact, because of this pandemic, I am building my e-commerce for The Polished Woman. If this pandemic did not happen, I wouldn't have built this e-commerce business. I built it because, oh my gosh, I have so much time in your, yeah, I, you know, because I have so much time in my, you know, in my life. So whatever it is that's holding back, you know, whatever it is that is holding back. This is my advice. Celebrate hope because there is hope. Allow chaos in your life with positivity because there is hope when you have God and that will bring you hope. Be patient while all the hardships and, you know, iniquities are going on in your life while waiting and pray. Do not stop praying. Okay? And ask what you need. When you pray, you ask what you need, and then hope. Okay. And don't forget, every Sunday, we have our Wake Up and Pray with Jess on our Instagram. Wake Up and Pray with Jess. Okay. So my Instagram is Polished Woman. Please follow us. And also our YouTube, you can also comment on The Polished Woman. Okay. So we've been talking to teachers, and doctors and experts and moms, of course. Now, I want to invite teenagers to talk about what they really feel, you know, yeah, and their experience. This current pandemic is something that impacts all of us in some way. And as we're working to adjust to what is normal, the new normal for now, it can be helpful to remember that. This is especially true for those of us who are parents, because while so many of us are trying to figure out how we're going to navigate things like, you know, when our children is going back to school, we have to understand that we're not the only ones who are impacted by these decisions. Our kids are too, you know, we also need the decision of our kids. You know, it's a give and take for mom and daughter and kids. It may be especially important for parents or teenagers to take the time to regularly check in with them as the situation continues to change. Okay, so today I invited my teenager daughter and her best friend, Brianna Bunovac and Athena Katawanga. They're going to be with us in a minute. Where are they? Hold on. Yes. Okay, so today's show on The Polished Woman is about quarantining. T-E-E-N with your teenagers during COVID. How was it? For me, it was actually good. You know what? We've been so close. We've been really, really close. We work out together. We walk together. We hike. It's fun. And the only thing that I don't like about it is, of course, it's just, you know, like maybe having parties here and there and not for her not to be able to go to her horse shows and not having my personal time with my husband. It's mostly like now it's all about, you know, with the kids. It sucks a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay. But you know what? I'm so glad. I'm very fortunate though that I don't have little ones. You know, I have like 30s and 20s. They're out of the house and, you know, and my teenager. So I'm a little bit fortunate about that. So where are they? There you are. Hello, Brianna. Hello, Athena.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, before we get started, can you please tell the audience and our listeners where can they find you on your social media?
My name is Athena, and you can follow me on Instagram at Athena Katumonga.
And my name is Brianna, and you can find me on Instagram at Brianna.Bunovac.
Okay, wait. I want to ask, for those who don't know, how did you guys meet? Now they're like, they're like super like sisters. Yeah. Soul sister.
We met at the Making a Model show.
Brianna was my first friend.
Yeah, because we were both 13, so we were like the only two 13-year-olds. So we kind of just like stuck together. So
that's so true. Yeah, how have you grown since the show? Your friendship.
Wow. It's been crazy because there was like about a year where I like didn't talk to you after the show.
Yeah.
And then like this year, she recently just like, she moved to LA. So I was like, oh, like that's cool. Like, why don't we hang out? And then like the first day we hung out, like we were just like, I don't even know how to explain it.
It was just like, it was been talking the whole time. Like it was just really natural. And I feel like we've been through so much together and we've known each other for so long, even though we weren't talking as much for part of it, that we just understand each other so well.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, what kind of bond do you guys have? And how, you know, I mean, you girls have, what kind of bond do you have and how did the whole pandemic help this?
And strengthen it?
I
definitely say we have a really unique bond because I've never had a friendship like this with anyone before, because it's just like a completely different type of feeling when you know and when you truly and genuinely trust this person with like everything.
Yeah.
And I know that I can trust her with everything. And and I know that she has my back like through everything. And this whole pandemic thing definitely helped us because we started living together. She started living mm-hmm. with me. So then we just like being around each other just definitely helped our friendship and helped us grow.
Yeah. And I also feel like we're very opposites. So
it works in, though.
Like her strong points are my weak points and vice versa. So it's really nice to hear like a different perspective and like I trust her advice and
That's so good. Okay. So everybody hold on, and they might be like, what the heck? Why are they like sitting next to each other so close? We have been quarantining with Athena. since March, right, Athena? Yeah. Since March, we've been quarantining. So that was, it's really, really good. Actually, it helped both of them together, right? Yeah. Being together 5 months. Yeah. They can actually be roommates.
That's so crazy.
They don't leave each other. Okay, so let's get into the show. I want to ask both of you, what have you learned from the pandemic? Let's start with you, Athena.
Something that I think I've learned is time management. Because for me, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like so excited to just relax. And then I feel like I kind of just got in the routine where I was being really lazy. So I've learned to like just pick up new skills and try to learn new things to keep myself busy.
Okay.
And also like focus on the tasks that I need to do. And so I feel productive through the day.
That's good. How about you, Brianna?
Something that I've learned a lot is I've actually learned a lot about myself and a lot of like self growth. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, taking care of my body and like, you know, making sure I don't eat a lot of bad food.
Oh,
that's definitely it's one of my problems. But, definitely self-growth. That's something that I've learned a lot about myself.
Yeah. Well, Max is asking me what I've learned. Well, I've actually learned to really, really love working out. I used to hate working out. I feel like it was an obligation to work out. but now I felt like it was a part of my life now. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like as soon as I wake up, I feel like it's already in my system that, oh, I have to work out, you know, before they have to push me to work out, or if, you know, I have to be with a friend to work out. But now it really helped me, like, okay, I'm getting a little bit older, so I really think I have to take care of myself. Okay. I want to ask you also, like, what do you wish that would have happened before the quarantine? Like, I mean, that you would have accomplished before the quarantine.
Right before quarantine happened, I still had school. So it was like, I just wish that I like spent more time with like my friends and like the ones that I don't really spend that much time with, and you know, like with my teachers and like trying to work harder. So the whole homeschool changed, and then it was like a big switch for me. So
how about you, Athena?
Right before quarantine happened, I moved here to focus on modeling. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of wish I had a little bit more time to like work and go to castings and just like explore LA really and just see different spots.
I know. Yeah. Now you're stuck here with us. You can't even go anywhere. Yeah, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. Athena, I want to ask you, because you were homeschooled. So this is, I want you to share this with moms out there who are so afraid, like really, you know, what are they going to do? They're anxious about, like, you know, I can't have my kids, you know, being homeschooled. What can you advise them? What was your experience being homeschooled?
My experience
all your life, you've been homeschooled, right?
No, I went to regular school up until like eighth grade.
Okay.
So then, eighth grade, I was homeschooled. For me, I actually really liked it just because I got to work on my own time and I got to graduate early.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I think the biggest thing with homeschool is to just make sure you're focused and have your schoolwork. But,
Was your mom your teacher? So just the moms will know, like for a teenager like you, did she teach you or did you like self-teach, you know? Like, what do you call that?
No.
Like teaching or what?
No, my mom wasn't my teacher. I had like specific work or assignments I was supposed to get done every day. Mm-hmm. And so my mom would just make sure like, okay, did you do this? Did you do that? She was more of like like my school manager. Just making sure I got all my work done.
That's good. We actually learned this last week, right, Max? That, you know, that the moms are not the teachers, you know, or the fathers, you know, you guys, these are only for the teenagers. This school is setting it up for you, and there's a way. This is actually the time that your teenagers should be like, you know, they should be independent, not be depending on your parents, right?
Right.
Yeah. And now and look at you. Look at you right now. You're so like, I swear she's so independent. She's so good. Okay. How about you, Brianna? How do you feel about the possibility of, you know, for you and your friends going back to school? You're going back to school, but virtually, right? Mm-hmm. Not really going back to school. Yeah. You're starting school next week.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's definitely like I'm aware of everyone's safetiness. So I definitely respect the school's decision of keeping it virtually. Like, that's fine. But, you know, just I miss seeing their faces and spending time with them and, you know, just like being with a lot of people, like generally, like I just miss.
How does it make you feel, though?
I mean,
like really, really, like, you know, how does it make you feel?
I mean, I just miss it. But, like, I get that it can't really happen right now because of everyone's safetiness. And, like, I'd rather have, like, safetiness over everything. So, I mean, it's fine.
What do you really miss about it?
I miss, like, spending time with them and, like, seeing their faces, you know, going to the cafe, eating food there.
Just being a teenager, right?
Yeah, just living life normally.
What anxiety has this for both of you, has this pandemic given you, for both of you, if there's any? Nothing.
No, I think it's been pretty good because we have each other, but I could say, like, when I was homeschooled and I was by myself for a bit, I did have some anxiety just because I felt trapped in my house all the time and that I couldn't like go out and do stuff like I used to.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Athena, since you mentioned that, what advice can you give the teenagers, you know, like you, who will be starting, you know, homeschooling alone, and the same thing that you said, who is actually will be stuck with the family alone?
Yeah.
You know, you went through that whole anxiety, but what advice can you give them?
I would just say focus on, like, other than school, like picking up some hobbies, or even though you can't see your friends physically, like FaceTiming or calling or social media, checking up on your friends, like just don't isolate yourself, I feel like is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It might seem like a chore because it's just easier to, but it'll actually feel good after you put yourself.
Can you give us how to set a schedule? Can you give us an example of how you set your schedule and stuff?
Like for me, I try to get all like the work or the schoolwork done in the morning. So I'll wake up, I'll eat breakfast at like 7 to 12, I'll do my homework, and then I just feel like I have the rest of the day
for you, right?
Yeah, to focus on the things I want to do.
So did you do any extra activity like PE outside, or you know, like what?
Yeah,
you know, exercise, or yeah.
Yeah, some days I had like PE for homeschool, so I would just go outside and run around my neighborhood or work out with my siblings. But
yeah. Oh, that's pretty good because you have siblings as well. So actually that's actually a good time for you to bond with your siblings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, being if you're homeschooled as well. But it's I can understand what you're saying that you know, you get stuck with the same people, right? Yeah. And especially it's hard when it's not your friend for some reason, right? If it's a friend, it's different.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't understand that. We should ask a you should ask a therapist for that, as an expert for that. How about you, Brianna? How do you think that this pandemic has impacted you, you know, academically or socially? You know, I mean, let's say, I mean, I know that you have Athena with you, right? But how did it impact you, you know, with this whole few 5 months of just, you know, what did you do? But with us in our home, I know that, you know, we hang out, you guys still hang out with the friends that are actually just in their homes, right?
Yeah. It's impacted a couple of my, like, close relationships because it's been hard to communicate and it's been frustrating a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like a matter of like who's a real friend and like, you know, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
As our family, I think we do a really good job of like keeping each other occupied. So I think that's really important too.
Really? So how I want to ask you, how are you dealing now with your social distancing with other people and boys? I don't think they're really dealing boys. Yeah, are you okay? First, are you scared to get COVID?
Yes.
Okay. So how are you dealing with this whole thing?
I don't really hang out with a lot of people. I mean, if I were to hang out with some people, it's the people that I know where they've been, and it's the same people that I've been hanging out with for the past 5 months.
Okay.
It's no one new.
Okay.
Especially if they like went out of town or something. So like, yeah, if I am talking to a boy, I'd like try and make sure that they haven't gone anywhere, that they've just stayed home.
Yeah.
But still, like, I keep, you know, my distance.
Your distance, right? But Athena, you have not really spent any time with, you know, your outside friends aside from, you know, the core group that you guys have, you know, at home, right?
Yeah.
You have not like seen anyone from your modeling world. Nobody, right?
I
feel like we're just like so lucky that you guys have each other, and we have that small, you know, group that you guys see all the time that comes here in and out of our house, but they really don't go anywhere. They just go to their homes and they come here and then go back to other, you know, and then at the same time, you guys go to their homes. It's really that. And other than that, you guys don't really do anything. You know, I'm so sorry if these two birds are a little bit too, you know, they're a little bit sad. I don't know if you watched the news yesterday. I just want to mention this. A close friend of theirs passed away yesterday from a car accident. It was actually in the news, and it's a tragic accident. And this is actually I don't know if you guys are familiar. His name is what's his name again, Brianna? The singer. He's the brother of a famous. Yeah. Oh, Brianna's crying again. Can you tell us the story, Athena? Because you know why I want you guys to tell the story. This is why I just told Brianna yesterday. Because you know, sometimes we fight, you know, as a mom and to their daughters and to Athena. And Athena has been here for 5 months. I've always, like, when they have some stuff, you know, going on at night, oh, can we go buy ice cream? Can we go this, especially at night? Now you understand, guys, why I don't allow you to drive at night. This is why, even if I don't sleep, even if I wait for you, I want to drive you to go where you are at night. Because it's not that I don't trust you, but there's crazy world out there. And when two teenagers or teenagers are all in the same car, you goof, you know, you try to goof off and like, you don't even know that you're driving. Or some of the teenagers are like just what happened to your friend. You know, he drives fast. It's an accident. So I'm so sorry to the family of Frank Ocean. Truly, truly sorry, because, you know, Brianna is very close to them. And yeah, it's just heartbreaking, you know. So I hope that you guys understand that if it's at night, I'd rather like drive you guys, even if I don't sleep. So now you understand that. So is there anything, Athena, that you want to, you know, you want to advise? You know, you have been, can I just say, you have been a really, really good friend to Brianna. Really, really good. You guys complement each other. And this is actually the proof of whoever you hang out with, that's who you become. Yeah, your vibe attracts its
tribe. What is that?
Yeah, tribe. Yeah. So can you explain your friendship?
Yeah. I think, like I said before, we've known each other for a long time. We've seen each other since we were 13. Mm-hmm. And we've both changed a lot since then, and we've both matured a lot, but we've known each other from that point and seen each other change. And I think we just really understand each other and understand what the other person needs in different situations. Mm-hmm. So we understand how to be there for them during that time. And I think a good way of explaining is like, we're never both down. Like, yes. If Brianna's down, then I'm motivating her or helping her. And it's the same with me. Whenever I'm down, Brianna's always the first person to be there for me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just a balance between both of us.
Yeah.
Right. I know. And one thing that actually Brianna has discovered from Athena is, you know, knowing God. Right, Athena?
Yeah.
That is like very important. Okay. I want to ask you, okay, both of you, there's a Twitter question first. Oh, how did your life change being on the show?
It's definitely helped my social media grow a lot. So I'm a lot out there more. And it's definitely branched out to a lot of new connections in the modeling world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely helped just like my modeling mindset completely.
Yeah. How about Athena?
I would say the same thing about social media too. It definitely helped with that and connections. Another thing that it helped me with was just putting myself out there. Cause before I was on the show, I was very shy. And I think I kind of proved to myself that I could do something like that afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it just made me want to push that boundary of my bubble.
birth. Yeah. That's so good. That's so good. Growing up.
Okay. Okay. I want to ask both of you about whether or not this situation has this, you know, being locked down has made you realize, were there things in life that you guys took for granted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely things I took for granted. Just like eating at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember when the last time was when we ate in a restaurant. But like, I just take that for granted because it is a blessing to go somewhere and like sit down and, you know, food's getting put in front of you. And definitely just like, you know, even the music festivals and the concerts, like those were definitely so much fun for everyone. And like seeing.
God, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. How about you, Athena?
I would say all those things too. And just like, just being outside and seeing people do things like, even if you aren't going to a restaurant with friends, just being at the mall and
or like
seeing
football games, or football like games, school events, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So I want to ask you about the social media, right? I want you to honestly answer this. What is that, Max? Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you about the social media.
Here. How girls, what I was saying to Jess in her ear, you couldn't hear me, was that like, I see my friends in Italy and I'm like, shit, I wish I could be in Italy with friends. And it's hard watching social media, knowing that other countries, they're like living their lives and we're here, like not able to do that. And it saddens me. So I was wondering how you girls feel seeing your friends doing things and if you wish you could be with them.
I mean, I feel definitely a little jealous because they're just, you know, out there living life, just like how we used to before all this happened. But, you know, you can just, we have what we have right now. So all we can do is just, you know, use what we have. I mean, it's fun. Like, they're out there living life, but can't really do anything.
Are you accepting this, whatever is happening to us, with all your heart and soul?
I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
No, it's just going to make it worse.
That's so true. So how do you make yourself busy? Can you like tell me, can you like help all these moms, your routine? How do you make yourselves busy? Because, okay, now you guys, now this is the time that I think that we should be teaching our children to, how do you, the daily routine, like the chores and stuff. Brianna used to just sit down there and not do anything. Now I can see her. Wow. She's setting up the table. She's actually helping you wash the dishes. you're learning etiquette. Now, what are the things that you want to tell the moms, let your teenagers do this?
Definitely teach them like how to become, like right now, since like there's nothing else to do, I think it's a good time to just teach them how to live. Like if they had their own place, you know, like how to clean, even like how to cook a meal, like that's really good. Just to like, you know, for the future, I think that's a really good idea because, you know,
Yeah. I think life before, at least for me, I didn't really have a lot of time to really just focus on myself and self-care. Mm-hmm. So I love during quarantine that I can be able to work out and work out longer than normal and just focus on learning new things. Like the other day I was learning how to skateboard and skate with Brianna and that was so fun.
Oh, and you learned how to play chess.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
now, and now you actually go on hiking, right? I mean now you hike. Oh, Brianna used to hate walking and hiking, right?
I still do.
Now you like now okay, yeah. Now you can't get you can't wait to get out of the house. Okay. Now I want you to honestly also answer this from your heart as teenagers. What are your anxieties and fears with this whole COVID? You know, do you have in the future? Do you think, oh my gosh, this uncertainty, what's gonna happen to my, you know, career or you know, will I be able to do, you know, things, the fear, you know, you answer, you guys answer.
I think my biggest fear is just how much worse is it going to get, and how is that, how is that going to look in our everyday lives? Like how much longer is it going to be? Is there more restrictions? Completely locked down.
Yeah, definitely a fear of just like, how long is this going to be until like normal life comes back? But I mean, there's a fear that it might not even come back. So
yeah.
Scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not make it a political, you know, thing. But since this is, oh, wait, I don't think you can vote already. Can you?
No,
they're not. No. They're not allowed to vote, Max. They're only 17. Whoa. You got lucky. You're not voting. Yeah, but maybe encourage your friends who are 18 to vote. Vote, right? Because it's really important. It's really, you know, it's you know, Athena, you just actually forwarded me some things yesterday about, you know, what's going to happen to the world, and you know, it's some kind of like a prophecy. It is a little bit scary. How do you find, you guys and Brianna, you know about it, how do you guys find strength from, you know, this negativity or the whatever chaos is happening in our lives?
I think for me, finding strength is in God. So when I'll just wake up in the morning and read his word and pray, and I just trust that he's going to take care of it, and he has a plan. Like, I know he knows everything that's going on, and he knows our hearts. And so I think that is what's really giving me peace right now through all of it.
How about you, Brianna?
No, I'd say the same. Definitely just all trust in God, because he knows everything that's going to happen in the future, and he has a plan for everyone. So.
Yeah. The whole Bible study that we're doing every Thursday, does it really help you guys?
Yeah, it does. We actually have conversations about it, like
after,
but like multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, it just naturally comes up. Mm-hmm. And I really like our
conversation. What is one thing that you really, what is one thing, we have been doing this for months, what is one thing that stuck in your mind? Can I ask you guys each?
One thing that stuck in my mind, like, I feel like the past couple Bible studies, we were learning about relationships and what God wants to see in relationships. Mm-hmm. And something that I think Pastor Joby said was, if you want God's best for you, you need to be God's best for yourself.
That's so good. How about you, Brianna?
Like, I really loved our past, like, lessons that we had, because love was something that I've been needing help on. So it just, like, it made it so much more clear on what I needed and what God wants for me in a man.
Okay. Right? Oh my gosh, that's so good. That is so good. Okay, last question. I want to ask you about what you wish adults knew about teenagers during this time.
I wish that, well, it's also really good.
Your secret. No. Okay. No. Okay. What is your answer, Brianna?
I think it's good for them to know to just, you know, check up on your kid, make sure they're not just, because if it weren't for like you guys, like my mom and dad, you, like I probably would just be in bed all day.
Yeah. That's so true, right?
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, to all the parents out there, just like, make sure your kid went for a walk or went outside, because it really impacts you to just be on your phone all day.
Yeah.
How about you, Athena?
I'd say the same thing, but also like finding the balance between it. Mm-hmm. So like not like over telling like your kid what to do.
Yeah.
But like giving them the choice to do it, but also checking up
just
on them.
Just making sure they're okay. And, you know, a lot of kids are going through depression right now. So just, you know, make sure they don't feel lonely. Because a lot of kids feel lonely right now.
And having like...
How do parents... How will parents know that? How can they get it out of you? Because, you know, sometimes, I mean, with you guys, I talk to you, but, you know, I'm different though. I'm like, oh, always joking and stuff. Yeah. But not a lot of moms are like me though. I mean, how do you advise these moms? Because most of our listeners are moms. Well, how can they, you know, how do they know what you guys feel? How do they know to let you get out of bed? How do they know that you're like depressed? You're keeping this anxiety inside you.
I think the biggest thing is just talking continually, because a lot of times we're not, if we feel closed off, we're not going to say it the first time you ask. But if you keep knocking on that door and just asking how you're doing, eventually, people will say exactly how they feel.
I mean, you think you probably know they're going through something if they just sit in the dark in their room all day. So that kind of gives out that clue. And if you see your child doing that, then there's probably something that you should talk to them about. But just like keep talking to them. And like, even if it's just at the kitchen, like, oh, like, what do you want to eat? And then like have a conversation, you know, little things like that.
Oh, so that's one thing that you have to notice if they're like, just, you know, in the room, you know,
isolating themselves.
Yeah. Oh, we have another Twitter question. They're asking if, have you watched Beyonce's Black is King?
No. I haven't. I just saw it on Netflix. I was going to watch it, but I didn't. I probably will.
Okay. What is one, there's another one. What is one thing that you advise the moms for your teenagers to watch on Netflix?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really watch very much Netflix.
Outer Banks.
That's good for you, huh?
We actually did watch Outer Banks.
We watched Outer Banks together. There's like no killing in that. I think it's a good like teen TV show.
Yeah.
Outer Banks. Oh, really? It's a 14 teenager. There's no killing because
I mean, watched it.
You did? Which one is that? I did. Which one?
I don't even know.
John B.
It's the one with like the gold.
Maybe I did. Okay, we have another Twitter question. What is? Oh, they want to know if any of you are dating.
No.
Boyfriend. Are you dating Brianna?
No.
It's complicated.
One of them just kissed me a while ago.
Okay.
I'm a
cheap.
On the cheek.
Yes, he kissed, for everyone listening, he did not kiss Brianna's mom. He kissed her on the cheek as a goodbye salutation. let's just keep the record straight.
Oh, yeah, and then I just say kiss.
Brianna, I got your back, Brianna.
He kissed you on the cheeks to say goodbye.
For future reference, girls, when you answer that question, say we keep our private lives private.
Okay, last one. Please, advice. Just one advice for teenager and one advice for mom.
Advice for teenagers, don't isolate yourself. Keep talking to a lot of people. And even if it's just checking up on that one person that you haven't talked to in a while, just be grateful for all the friends that you have right now. And for moms, basically what I said before, just like check up on your child, make sure they're okay, make sure they're eating right and like exercising a little, but don't push them. Yeah,
I'd say for teens, just really take this time to focus on yourself, to pick up some new skills. Don't isolate yourself, check up on all your friends. And for parents, I'd say motivate your kids and spend time with them. Since they're at home, like use that time to like really have some heart-to-heart conversations with them and check up on them.
That's good. Wait, last one question. Have any of your friends that you have not seen before or like long time have touched base with you guys?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How does that make you feel?
It's cute. It's like, oh, like something like they thought about me. Like, yeah. I haven't seen them in a while. Like, it's a nice little reminder of your old friends. It's good.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, right? Sometimes you just, you don't, but like with me, my cousins, I have not seen them. They're in Australia. They're in the Philippines. Now we like literally have time to like Zoom and talk. Yeah. That's so nice. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you so much, girls.
Thank you for having us.
So today, and I know that, you know, I had to like, I didn't really like force you guys to come, but I know that you're not in a, you're not in a, right, you know, joyous moment right now. But thank you for being on the show, and I wish you both good luck and blessings, more blessings, and of course I know, and remember God first before anything else. Okay.
Yes.
No boyfriend. Single. God before boyfriend. Although oh, depends if you like the boyfriend or not. Okay, this is the day. So none of us know how long this pandemic is going to last or what the impact will ultimately be. That's why it's so important to make time for the things that are important to us. Okay, and of course, this is our family, our children. Make sure that you talk to your children or your loved ones today and truly, truly listen to what it is that they have to share with you and validate them because it's important. It's really important, and really ask. Remember that we hear you, we see you, and you matter. And we love you, okay? And I love you. Oh yeah, and watch our I Love You video. Oh my gosh, it's on our Polish Woman, the Polish Woman YouTube right now. And of course, my e-commerce is coming out soon. You're going to find out what we are going to. It's a store for the Polish women out there. Okay, girls. Yeah, Brianna and Athena, you were in the I Love You video, right?
Yeah, we were in the I Love You.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you love doing it? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cute. The message was really cute behind it.
Oh, you were already here. You were already here, Athena, when we did that.
Yeah. I was here when we did it.
Oh, I said it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This video that we did from, I gathered like 100 women, you know, to say I love you with different languages, dialects from, you know, different yeah, it's a public service announcement that we love you, because a lot of people out there are really, you know, they're suffering from this whole pandemic, not just emotionally, financially, spiritually, mentally, you know, even, oh, you can't say that. Sorry, I was going to say something, but we can't say that. But teenagers, yeah, they're suffering, you know, their marriages, their family, you know, don't give up. Don't give up, you guys. You know, Remember, just one more thing, you know, like you have by being positive. I just watched this yesterday, Max, on the show. You know, like how a magnet can attract a metal. You know, like yeah. So whatever your thoughts are, it should be always a happy thought or a positive thought, because it will attract. So whatever you're thinking, whatever your vision is, I have a vision board here that I look at every day and I think about it. So that will attract whatever, you know, you think of. So think of happiness, think of joy, think of success, think of good blessings, as opposed to abundance, as opposed to, you know, bad thoughts, negativity, and like, why, you know, people are like so fortunate and I'm not fortunate. You know, don't think of those things, because life attracts life. So, you know, magnetize all the good things, you know, around you. And that. Okay, I love you guys. Don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after listening to and watching to our video and podcast today. Love you guys. See you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Through faith.